B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy.
Yeah, let me talk to Stan, please.
This is Stan speaking.
That's Ray down at the dealership.
Hey, Ray! Down at Dick Moon. Are you still down at Dick Moon's?
Yeah, I'm out. I don't know if you're picking up the noise, but I'm out walking a lot.
You are? Well, why is that? Checking out the new inventory?
Well, a couple of reasons, to be honest with you. Mr. Moon and I had a conversation, I feel like it is a productive conversation on both of our parts. Stan,
okay.
To be
yes,
honest
sir.
With you.
Yes, sir.
We had a good exchange of ideas.
Yeah.
And the result of it is that I need to be out of my comfort zone.
Okay. So
I need to be out walking the lot.
So you're not
getting back to being a car salesman rather than executive.
So you got out from behind the desk and you were forced, admit it, forced to get out of that comfort zone to start walking the lot.
Yes, sir. And I want to publicly thank Mr. Moon for the opportunity.
Well, you know, sometimes you got to get back to basics. You got to remember what brung you there.
And he also told me that I need to improve customer service and follow-up.
Well, you know what?
I'm very important in that business.
We've known each other a long time. And,
yes, sir.
I mean, from when you were at the Ford dealership, the Chrysler dealership,
what
the
you
Chevy
and I have
dealership.
Done over the years, we've built a relationship.
Yeah, of you screwing me over.
I'm not a car salesman to you.
No,
I'm a friend of the family.
Okay.
The main reason for my call is that I'm required. Well, I.
What?
It's in my heart. But how am I supposed to word? I need to do a courtesy call with you now.
Yes, sir.
That may be recorded for training purposes.
All right, then I'll let you go ahead and do it. Something happened at the dealership. You
sir,
either that
I need,
or
I need to ask you on a scale from 1 to 10. How pleased were you with the warranty service you recently received at Dick Moon Automotive?
On a scale of 1 to 10, 4.
I'm sorry, it's a little windy and cold out here. You're breaking up.
There's a 4.
A 4, Ray.
Any chance we can dug that number up? That's going to cost me $50.
Well,
do you want honest answers or you just want to say glad hand?
I'm going to tell you something, Ray. Go through the survey.
Hey, Stan.
Yes, sir.
Off the record.
Yes.
If I could get a 7.5 or above, that'll put $50 in my pocket. Okay. If you feel that you was treated with courtesy and respect by our service technician, Enrique.
No. No, I'm sorry, Ray.
Yeah,
no.
Would have got me $5. You know what? That's either here or there, because then I'd have to split that with Enrique.
Right. What's the next question?
Did it bother you that your service technician was unable to speak English?
Yeah. Yes, it did, Ray. Yes, it did. I only speak English.
Did it bother you that your wait time was over 60 minutes?
Yes, it did. You promised me an hour and a half. I waited 2+ hours.
You greeted promptly and courteously?
As a matter of fact, I was. You had the gentleman out there in the service area. He greeted me with a smile. And
You know why that happened, don't you?
Why?
Because you bitched about it. If you remember the first day, nobody said boo.
Nope, they didn't. Down there, they didn't say boo at all. I thought I was just going to bring the car.
And I looked out my office window and seen you driving off.
And that's why now you're walking the lot. Sorry, Ray. But
I got to tell you, Mr. Moon is a big fan.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't appreciate you going over my head and calling him directly.
You know what? Because I have nothing but bad luck with you, and I'll be honest with you, and I hate saying it on the air, but I had to get to the bottom of it. I needed my car serviced, and you were not there for me. So if there's a question somewhere in that survey, that would have to be like a one or a two. It was your salesman there for you?
On a scale from one to ten. Oh, there's a ghetto bird going over.
Well, you are down in something. Yeah.
You ever seen one of them things?
Yeah, yes, I have.
You look at that and you think, how in hey, Hira, does that thing stay up in the air like that?
Right,
boy,
right.
That is something.
Just watch out. Okay, what was the question?
Did you feel that your service advisor became distracted?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Okie doke. do you consider Ray to be a member of your family?
No. No, I don't.
That cost me $100. Now, there's a few things that I need to talk about man to man.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Excuse me. Hold on. Yeah. Hey, can you pull that Plymouth around the front, please?
All right. I'll do it.
Thank you. I am still in charge around here, even though I'm walking a lot.
Yeah, I understand that.
Is that one of your car washers?
Yeah, who was that you were talking to out there? Yeah, car washer or what? Detailer?
Yeah, that's it. He's a detailer.
Okay.
He used on his own business, but between a divorce and the economy, he had to get a... Of course, he had to have what they call a regular income.
Right.
Because they got to have a check they can take the money out of.
I see. Are you done with this? Because I got a couple of questions for you. Man to man, Ray. Man to man.
Are you going to ask me? And then we got to deal with some personal business.
Okay. Do you want to deal with the personal business first? Because if we do, I may not be able to say what I got to say.
Well, I went through your car, sir.
Hold it! You went through my car?
It's part of our how many is it?
Safety inspection.
75-point inspection.
Right.
So you went
check the glove box,
yeah.
The center console?
Yeah.
All of it, and including that storage compartment where you keep your donuts spare.
Yeah. You went in there?
Yeah, and I've seen the tools you got back there.
Yeah. What about them?
We have had a problem here at Dick Boot Automotive with the theft of catalytic converters.
What are you talking about?
People have been stealing the catalytic converters off our vehicles, and I'm not familiar with this, but evidently they contain plutonium.
Actually, it's platinum.
It's platinum.
Platinum, plutonium, excuse me.
Are you accusing me? During your 70-point inspection of my car, including the glove box and center console.
Can you pull around that? I've been waiting 5 minutes for that Fury. Can you get it for me, please?
Yeah.
That's all I get is no problem, but I don't see a Fury up here.
Right.
Excuse me.
Hey, family, are you calling me a thief? Family member?
I'm simply asking the question, sir, because I see that you had bolt cutters, you had everything necessary to remove a cat.
I had all the equipment to remove catalytic.
I know that if not the will, you had the means to remove multiple cat gods.
I would appreciate you not accusing me
because
of being a thief.
See, what's happening is that don't. I didn't just pull up the turnip truck, see?
I know that.
People are taking these cat cods for the plutonium.
It's platinum.
Ray, it's platinum.
Well, you seem to know so much about it. How much you suppose you get for a cat cod at the junkyard?
I'm not taking the stuff. Stop accusing me of stealing that stuff.
Welcome to Dick Boot Automotive. I'm Ray. If there's anything I can do to help you, let me know, sir. Okay, I do not speak a damn word of Spanish.
Are they just nodding and smiling?
Yeah.
Ray.
And he's giving me just this dead-eye stare, smoking a cigarette. I imagine he's probably just waiting on a bus.
Oh, that's right, that bus stop's right in front of your dealership.
Well, Mr. Boone says if they come within 50 feet of the dealership, they are a potential customer.
I believe it. Well, that's good business sense. That's good. That's running a good business. Are you done accusing me?
Did you steal a cat constant?
No. No, I did not. And I cannot believe for the life of me.
Take a look when you have the opportunity, sir. I'd appreciate if you took a look on your own vehicle, then. If you're not the culprit, you may want to check to see if you even got a cat con on your vehicle. You may be running a straight pipe. Now, there's some advantages to that. You can run regular gas in your car if that's happening.
I know. I know that. I don't appreciate you accusing me of that stuff, Ray. We're family.
I'm just doing my job, sir. Walking the lot.
Now I'm sir.
And I'm doing my feel-good customer survey.
That doesn't feel good. You're accusing people of stealing. You're accusing your 70-point inspection is going through my private stuff looking for the thief on your lot. And I don't appreciate
it. On a scale from 1 to 10, sir.
Yes, yeah, sir.
How likely are you to do business with Dick Moon Automotive in the future?
5 minutes ago, I was considering it. Right now, after this conversation, zero.
Kick his ass!
Entertaining, edgy, unpredictable. It's the classic whose appeal is timeless because the topics it took on are as hot today as they were then.
Well, we've learned a lot in the last 25 years.
Not an awful lot, sir, because you're still an idiot.
At a time when talk shows are pushing the limits, America is ready to take another look at the show that broke them to pieces.
You understand what the word pervert means?
Yeah, you.
It's the show that critics have hailed as more important than Oprah. Still making headlines today with electrifying appearances on national television. Still just as edgy, still just as outrageous, and compared to today's talk shows, more entertaining than ever.
You ought to have your head examined.
That's because it's a phenomenon that's never been outdone.
Leave me alone! Get the hell out of here!
A phenomenon that was way ahead of its time in every way. This is the show that's guaranteed to be a sensation all over again. Stan and Haney, afternoons on 96 K-Rock.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
Experts of Beasley Media Group, Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. I feel like it's sometimes a battered bastard. Well, Stan and Haney.
Considering you wrote it, yeah, I guess
you do.
Oh,
yeah, that's right. Hi, everybody. Friday edition of the Stan and Haney Show.
And, Stan, I know these days we tend to stay away from anything remotely political. But we would be remiss in our duty as guardians of the airwaves to not acknowledge how eloquent Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler were. They're going to be teaching that.
Yeah.
And
it goes right up there with the Lincoln-Douglas debates, and they'll be teaching that in universities decades to come.
I just had to get that out.
Eloquent. Let me set the stage here, and I don't know how this is going to work today. You all right?
Is it going to work?
I doubt it. Because why do I...
I was having the weirdest dream.
Tell me about that privately.
Well, it was you and me and Captain Lazaro.
Yeah, where were we?
We were on our way to a great vacation. We were taking our daughters with us.
Yeah.
And Lazaro was like dragging things along because he had to finish watching Larry King, but he wouldn't leave before you finished watching Larry King. But it was going to be great.
And
we were headed off on some deluxe vacation.
Yep, undisclosed.
Well, all of us were staying in a mansion, and I think that it was the same mansion that Megan and Harry are staying at. But we were staying there for like a night or two, and then the real trip was going to begin.
Right, that was just like a little stopover.
Yeah.
Like if you were going to North Korea, you'd stop over in Hawaii.
Yeah, well, say if you were headed to Wuhan, China.
Yeah, where everything's shut down. They say 300,000 people alone are going to be infected in that Wuhan.
And, you know, life is so full of coincidences. What are the odds that the first Category 4 virology lab in mainland China? Ever since they took Zantac off the shelves, I'm not doing well. But what a coincidence that the first Category 4 virology lab, where they can study Ebola and things like that, the very first one in mainland China is located right there in Wuhan.
Wonder if somebody dropped a vial of something. Oops-a-daisy.
Yeah, and this stuff just seems like a really virulent strain. It's like, boy, this would be the kind of thing if somebody was trying to engineer something to spread like wildfire. But it's just a coincidence. You understand?
I do. But I'm not worried about it. It's not going to affect me. I got my shot.
That's Stan World.
Yep. We don't.
You would right now go to China, walk around without a mask because you got your shot.
Yeah, I got my shot. I got it at CVS.
Did your insurance cover that? Or?
Yes, yours does too.
So was there no charge for it?
No charge.
Huh. And how long does that cover you?
Year. You want to get a tetanus shot? You do for a tetanus booster?
I had a tetanus shot when I was a child.
You got to get one again. Did you have the chicken pox?
I don't think so. My daughter had the chicken pox, and I took care of her, and I didn't get it.
We don't.
I think I'm immune to it.
We don't have a flip boy to try things, and I approached Richard.
He
said that he would do this at 3 o'clock. If not, I'm going to have Rob find somebody.
A flit boy?
You know, just somebody that doesn't mind hot food. Let me explain this.
Aren't we over that?
Oh, you're curious what that is, aren't you?
Not really. I'm not like a baby where you can throw a set of car keys at me and I'll be occupied for the next hour.
Somebody sent this to us.
Were you inferring that I'm a baby?
There you go. Here,
what's that?
Wonder what that is, Haney?
Yeah, what's
wonder
that?
Wonder what that is?
Well, yeah, what is that?
None of your beeswax.
Magic beans?
Kinda.
Here, want a cow?
Kevin the pressure washer sent these over. And he sent them over. It was before Christmas. It is called the Nut Challenge. And it is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 little cups of peanuts. Pre-measured, pre-everything. You open up one of the packages. You start at the top. And they say nobody can get through this. You start at the top. You take all the nuts that are in the little packet. There's like 5 of them, 6 of them. You chew it for 15 seconds. And you swallow them down. You have to wait 60 seconds before advancing to the next level. After eating the contents, and if you make it all the way up to the hottest, you got to wait 5 minutes, and you've completed the challenge. They even encourage you to put your videos up online, but it is called the version 2, by the way, of the Death Nut Challenge. And it's like a little of blister packs. See this? What is that, Haney?
Well,
it's a little. It's a little blister pack.
Gimme
peanuts.
Gimme. I want to hold it.
And no. Maybe later. After we use the contents, maybe you can have the packaging afterwards. But if you make
sorry, it's not like they're Mexican jumping beans.
No.
Now those I could just watch for hours.
And if you make it to number 5,
we haven't had any jumping beans in a while.
That they still have them. Go to a novelty shop. It's right next to the fake spilled milk and the fake vomit.
Yeah, but it's not the same. They're all low priced. They're not Minkman products in there.
No, nothing is like a Minkman. So I want to thank Kevin for bringing this in. We'll see if our engineer wants to do it. It goes from 6 nuts to 3 nuts as it gets hotter.
Can you buy them at D's Nuts?
I don't know. I don't know where these came from. But they're in a package and everything. And they I'll tell you, they look tasty. If I wasn't sensitive to hot food, I'd eat them.
Yeah, that's never been your thing.
No, I'm very sensitive to spicy food. So I don't think it's a good idea. Oh, look, they're trying it on. What? Who are those guys called, Rob? What are their names? They got a name, the two of them. They do everything. I've seen these guys before.
Not sure. It just says Brian Ames is the guy, but the guy's got a ton of subscribers on YouTube.
Yeah, I know. And he tries all this stuff. And they're doing the nut challenge. I'll see if Richard, the engineer, wants to do it in a little while. Tell him, free, stop when you have to.
Could you just rattle it a little bit again?
Here you go, Haney. We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
96K Rock, everything that rocks. With a chance for you to hit the G-spot 5 times every weekday and win $1,000. Listen for the K-Rock safe word at 8 at 11 a.m. and 1, 4, and 6 p.m. You then have until 15 after the hour to enter it at 96krock.com, the K-Rock mobile app, or you can text the safe word to 45911. One multi-market winner scores $1,000.
Oh, my God!
And all web and app entries qualify for the $10,000 grand prize.
I won $1,000 from 96K Rock.
Listen 5 times every weekday and hit the G-spot. brought to you by Duncan's Diamonds. Find them at their local showrooms at duncansdiamonds.com. Check out all the G-Spot information at 96krock.com and the K-Rock mobile app.
It's $1,000 listening to 96krock. Everything that rocks.
This hour, sponsored by Mucinex DM.
Mucinex DM relieves wet and dry cough for 12 hours. You could smoke a brisket, eat it, fall into a food coma, wake up, and eat again, and Mucinex DM would still be working.
That's so amazing.
Mucinex DM relieves wet and dry cough for 12 smoky hours.
7.99 Anyone in a 30-mile radius of Naples and surrounding area that needs a new car, truck, or SUV, it's Jermaine Toyota of Naples' New Year's resolution sale. Toyotas from $200 down or under $200 a month through Sunday. Had bad luck? It's okay. Credit card debt after the holidays? No problem. Just ask about our credit approval plan when you go to Jermaine Toyota of Naples. Camrys, RAV4s, 4Runners, Tacomas, or Corollas from $200 down or under $200 a month. Even Fords, Chevys, Kias, and more to choose from.
The only place in Southwest Florida where drunken idiots and law enforcement actually get along. Stan and Haney on 96KROQ.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, Friday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. Thank you for joining us. We're going to have the audio grab bag here for you in just a second. Hopefully, our engineer would like to take the nut challenge. He said he would try. I guess a few weeks back, Dave and Chuck did it with one of their Flit Boys, and they passed. Of course, 4 o'clock safe word could get you a thou. Let's check out the grab bag today. Let's see what's in the old sack. Brought to you by the Pewter Mug North.
Sorry, I'm a little distracted.
What's the matter?
Well, I had to exert a little discipline and put my keys away. They're really fascinating.
What's with your keys? Don't show them. It's going to get you. Why do you have it all like that?
Because you were shaking those other things.
The hot nuts?
Yeah, and it got my attention. And they're just fun. And it's fun to put them in my mouth.
I know a lot of Southwest Floridians are excited because the new golf season has begun, the PGA.
Is there a golf season?
Yeah, they go and have their majors, and then they have the season-ending
FedEx
Cup.
Oh, you're talking spectator golf.
Yes.
Because
the thing is,
everybody seems to play golf year-round, no matter what.
The thing is, tee-offs for this thing in the first couple of rounds are 7 o'clock in the morning.
They have to have them either here or in the desert, don't they?
It's West Coast right now. They are at the Farmers Insurance Open in San Diego. And for East Coast golf fans, it's very early in the morning when they tee off.
So you're saying they tee off at 7.
Right.
That's like when they're here.
Yes.
They tee off at 7.
So they go back 3 hours earlier than that.
So for them it's 7.
Yeah.
For us watching,
It's later in the day. How does that work? Yes. So what if it's 7? They haven't even started. Look, just hear this.
Yes, here live at Torrey Pines in beautiful San Diego, California. Yesterday there was a lot of fog. They're hoping for a drier day today. And let me be completely honest, it is very early here since it's Pacific time. I'm not being quiet because I'm on the golf course. I'm still in bed at the hotel. You might want to check in with me during the midday show or afternoon drive. Reporting live from a motel down the street from Torrey Pines. Back to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, so it would be 4 a.m. when they tee off.
No. It'd be later for us, early for them.
Yeah, so it would be, if tea time is 7 local time.
It's 4 a.m. there.
Yeah.
And he had to do
coverage. It's 4 a.m. to us. It's 7 a.m. where they are.
There are 12 numbers on a clock.
All right. Let's break this down. There are 60 seconds in a minute.
Right. And
these are units of time.
Speaking of that, it's the Chinese New Year.
According to the Chinese Zodiac, 2020 is the year of the rat. It starts and ends on Chinese New Year from January 25th, 2020 to February 11th, 2021. This year of the rat is an unusual 13 months long. If you were born in 1972, 84, 96, or 2008, you're a rat. No offense intended. People born in rat years are usually well suited to be administrators, directors, musicians, lawyers, and so on. In Chinese astrology, the rat represents a person who is quick-witted, smart, versatile, and good at saving money.
I think I'm a tiger. I was born in the year of the tiger.
I think you're delusional.
This is crazy. And I think the woman didn't know what was going to happen. Just somebody in the house who knew the news basically told her, "You don't mind if I film this, do you?" A woman's ex-husband calls her with news that they are still married 29 years after her divorce.
You mean supposed divorce?
Yeah. The ex-husband found out that the judge in their case 29 years ago never signed the divorce papers. Now, they both moved on and supposedly, you know, remarried, but their divorce 29 years ago was never finalized. He calls her. It's nice to know they still remained friends. But he calls her to let her know, "Sweetheart, we're still married."
Seriously, you want to hear something funny? So I went in to probe it because I needed a copy of the divorce. I had to get a copy of both my divorces.
Yeah.
So I went in and I was speaking to the lady. They were about to hand it to me. When they stopped and they looked, they said, "Wait a minute, this thing's not signed."
What's not signed?
Well, you listen to me.
Marco, just tell me.
The judge never signed our divorce. So if you have a spot on the side of the bed, I still sleep on the right side.
Don't say that.
There she is. There's the sperm bride.
So are they together?
No, he was calling like from somewhere else. I guess they have remained friends.
That's odd.
They both moved on. They both have another husband and wife.
Well, but why would they remain friends?
I don't know.
Folks.
For the kids' sake, I guess.
If you can't stand somebody so much that you want to take legal action to have them officially removed from your life, I don't understand how you would remain friends.
Let's just, civil.
Civil is one thing.
They seemed like they were clowning around and joking and having a good time. Divorced 29 years.
Yeah. Well, if they're capable of doing that, then maybe they should have tried a little harder.
Well, I don't disagree with you there. This guy's a character. Wait till you hear him. Follow along with me, and you're going to hear this guy. This is in Oklahoma.
Where the wind comes sweeping down the plain.
Yep. The owner of a private zoo in Oklahoma, who goes by the name of Joe Exotic. You with me so far? Was just sentenced to 22 years in jail for trying to hire a hitman to kill someone who criticized his treatment of the animals at the private zoo. Still what? With me?
Not really.
This guy, Exotic Joe, also tried to run for governor of Oklahoma as a libertarian in 2018. And he posted a bunch of campaign videos on YouTube, letting you know he's the man for the next governor of Oklahoma. Here's part of one of the videos where he said he wouldn't be running a typical campaign. He also decided to be upfront with the fact that he's done a lot of drugs and has done kinky sex. Here you go. This guy's a piece of work.
This is video message number one of 333 videos that I'm going to be putting up over the next 11 months. I ain't cutting my hair. I ain't changing the way I dress. Earrings are staying. So you're going to hear some colorful over the next 11 months. And if you don't like it, you know where the stop button is. Through my years, I've tried some drugs. I ain't got nothing to be ashamed of. Hell, I've done it all. I've had some of the kinkiest sex you can imagine. I've been to dirty stores, you name it.
God bless him.
Well, he's doing 22 now. 22, a stretch of 22 years. There he is.
That's a man that's lived life.
You sure? Kinky sex, drugs?
He has sucked the marrow from the bone of life. And you're just jealous of him. People that look at him and say, oh, I don't like that. Well, it's jealousy because they haven't lived to the fullest like he has. Like Exotic Jim.
Yeah. I've got to say this because Haney and I have been in radio about 38 years each. When we were coming up through the business, this is what I don't get about today's young people. When we were coming up through the business, when we were in our late teens, 20s, even into our 30s.
Mid-teens.
Yeah, for you, mid-teens. If you would make jokes on the air back in the 80s about fecal stuff or jokes about fart jokes, We were brought into many an office and said, that's not appropriate for the air and not appropriate. You come across, here was the word, very sophomoric. Stick to other things. So, before everything changed in the last 5 years, we would make fun of each other. Make fun of the short person, make fun of the tall person, make fun of the Chinese, the Polack, no matter what.
If something was funny, why not?
You did that. That is inappropriate now, and the stuff we were told to stay away from, penis jokes, fart jokes, fecal stuff, that's all fun and games now. That the young people love that. Case in point, the new prank that's going around. All right, I'll admit I laughed at it, but I wasn't happy about it. A young girl filmed herself playing what they call in the business now a poop prank. She played it on her boyfriend. She's in the bathroom. He's, I don't know, off in the living room somewhere. She screams from the bathroom, I need some toilet paper! And you hear him, all right, I'll get it for you. And he knocks on the door, opens the door a crack, and puts in the toilet paper for her to grab it. Well, in the meantime, she decided that she would scoop onto her fingers some Jell-O bran pudding. And as she goes and grabs the toilet paper, she smears brown pudding on his hands. This is the funny stuff. Well,
that's no way for a lady to act.
No way. And I guess it went over hilariously. There you go. Yeah.
Israel's about to get pranked like he's never have ever before.
This is okay.
Babe!
Yeah?
I need toilet paper, please!
Hurry!
Here. I have no clothes on.
What the?
What is that?
Bro, that is right there.
Well, let me tell you, a couple of Italians and a Polack walk into a bar. I can't do that.
Well, a priest, a rabbi, and a reverend.
Yep.
And the bartender said.
And see, back then it was completely reversed.
And just then, a midget comes in.
Yep, a little half pint.
Yeah.
Can't do that. But you can play crap jokes.
And he says to him, you can't smoke in here.
Yeah. Yeah. Told you yesterday, Jim Lehrer died. He would be classified as a newsman, not like what you see today.
Good evening, I'm Jim Lehrer.
It was another heavy day of news on the Middle East.
People often ask me if there are guidelines in our practice of what I like to call McNeil-Lehrer journalism. Well, yes, there are. Do nothing I cannot defend. Assume there is at least one other side or version to every story. Assume the viewer is as smart and as caring and as good a person as I am. And finally, I am not in the entertainment business. And for the News Hour, I'm Jim Lehrer. Thank you and good night.
Amen.
And unfortunately, no one ever taught him what happens when you assume something.
Yep, you make an ass out of you and me. You know, our memories and our joys are being stomped on, Haney, and it's not going to change this Super Bowl. An updated version of a Super Bowl commercial is coming back for this Super Bowl. However, it's been modernized to the point where it's not human beings, it's our smart devices. So use the smart device and take a classic commercial, and this is what you've got. You'll see this at the Super Bowl, this commercial.
Hey, what's up?
Not much. Wishing I was watching the game, having a bud. What's up with you?
Like you, wishing I was watching the game, having a bud.
True. True.
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
Yo, where's D-Unit?
What's up?
What's up?
It's a smart world. Don't be stupid about how you get around.
That was close.
True. True.
That was hot damn.
Yeah. What's up?
Hot damn is the new what's
up. That was a Budweiser Uber PSA ad commercial. You know, what happened to the guys on the sofa saying, what's up? What happened to our lizard friends? Where are they?
Well, we carry on.
Yes! The grab bag, Stan's Audio grab bag, been brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. When we come back, your phone calls and a good one from Stan's local beat. Fresh from last night, right here in town. Also, we're going to try to get the engineer to come in here and have some peanuts.
What did you say?
Peanuts.
Oh. Okay.
Again, I could have said it the other way, and that would have been acceptable.
I wanted to make sure I heard you correctly.
Yeah.
Sounded a little odd.
We're going to take a break. Your
you
phone
want the
calls?
Engineer to come in and nope. have some...
Peanuts.
We, the management of Beasley Media Group, would like to thank Stan and Haney for decades of dedication to this radio station.
Oh, come on.
We would like to.
Oh, shucks.
But we won't. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, 277-9600. If you would like to talk to us on Friday afternoon, 239 area code if you're outside of our immediate area. Maybe you're listening to us across this great land of ours. If you call in, we'll give you a stick pin on our giant map of the United States and, for some of you, our giant map of the world, 277-9600. I've got Local Beat coming up here in a second.
I want to ask you something
yeah,
first.
Go ahead, sure.
You chat with Mangus and you get the services and all that when it comes to new music.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit behind you these days. Have you heard about Ozzy's new album?
Yes.
Is it true that Ozzy does a song with Elton John?
Yes.
Have you heard it?
Yes.
What do you think?
Let's put it this way. Program director Matt Mangus heard it the same time I did. And it is... Do you know how they say vinegar and oil don't mix?
Mm-hmm.
But if you shake it up real
and
quick...
Into like a vinaigrette.
And it's for a second or two... It works, but then it starts to separate again.
And naturally wants to separate.
Yes. I heard it, and I think the music is trying to be more tilted towards Elton John. Ozzy tries to sing as close as he can to his style, but more like Elton.
So
and then
this
Elton
would be
comes into the song.
More like an Elton John song with Ozzy than vice versa.
Except Ozzy's taking the lead on it.
I got to tell you, my curiosity has piqued. Do you mind if I listen to it?
Let me just take a couple of phone calls here. One guy, let me take one phone call. Hold on a second. Rob is waving at me. What do I need to know?
We have program director Matt Mangus on line 3.
Oh, okay. He might be able to help you with the deal with the
Ozzy. Because I saw that and what? Doesn't seem right.
Matt, was I pretty right in describing that?
Oh, right on. And feel free to go ahead and play it. It's a great song. I have no issue whatsoever. I think it's one of Ozzy's best songs, to be quite honest.
Hold on a second. You're saying that mockingly.
No. I like the song a lot. I think it shows another side of Ozzy's songwriting.
It's
and
more
I
like an Elton John
well,
song, though.
The album doesn't.
It is.
The album doesn't come out for another month.
Yeah.
The only thing I've heard so far is Under the Graveyard, and I liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's another song, Straight to Hell, which is a little heavier.
Right. We play that.
Which is also excellent. But I really like this collaboration. And I think at this stage of his career, this is what Ozzy needs to be doing,
why
you know, reaching
you
out to other people for a little help.
Why did you tell me when I came in and I said, did you hear the Ozzy and Elton John song? And you kind of rolled your eyes. Yeah, I heard it.
Yeah, I was at first listen. I was kind of like, you know how some songs are. It takes a while to kick in.
Oh,
Rob.
Maybe.
And I gave it to Rob to play on the Cockfight, I believe, last night.
Did it win?
Yes, it did.
It won?
Yeah, it almost shut out the challenger British Lion.
Well, anything could
Which
do that.
Has been winning for a long time.
No.
But no,
really?
I'm telling you, this is a good song. It's a shot. I think Ozzy's got a shot at maybe having a top 40 hit with this song.
All right, Matt, I got to take one phone call, and then I'll have Haney play the song.
Sure.
All right,
excellent.
Buddy.
Go
Thank
for
you.
It.
So it grew on him. When I talked to him, he really wasn't that keen on it, and nor was I. But I guess if you hear it enough, it grows on you. What? This guy has been on hold, I swear to God, for 40 minutes. Ahoy, who's this?
Stan?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Travis in Port Charlotte.
Hey, Travis. Hot up damn, in Port Travis. Charlotte. Hot damn.
I know. I've been a huge Black Sabbath Ozzy fan since the 70s, and I agree with you, Stan. It's more of a No More Tears album. It's no Diary of a Madman, but, I mean, it's Ozzy.
Oh,
you know?
There'll never be a Diary of a Madman. That's Randy Rhoads, baby. He's been gone. Now,
yeah, and now, I'm just saying.
What else did you want to say?
Joe the Tiger Guy or whatever he goes. Okay.
Joe Exotic.
Joe Exotic. If you guys don't have anything to do on a Friday, Saturday night sometime, if YouTube hasn't taken him down, he's got some bizarre videos on YouTube.
Well, that's what they say.
Well, I just wanted to fill you guys in on one quick thing that I saw that was really weird.
Yes, sir.
Anyways, he married a young 20-some-year-old guy. And I
Hold on a second. I don't know if you realize this, but you said he married a guy. I think you mean girl.
No. That's why you got to watch him. He's got a mullet and he shoots guns, but he's a little light in the loafers. But anyway, one of the videos, they're having a pool party, and he's out feeding the animals, and the 20-some-year-old new husband picks up an AR gun, and people around the pool are saying, hey, don't mess with a gun around all of us while we're drinking. And he says, well, there's no magazine in it. It won't fire. And he pulls the trigger and blows. From what I read, they don't show any of that. But from what I read, it wasn't a pretty picture.
Well, he's doing 22 years now.
Well, now Joe's doing 20-some, so, I mean, he'll find a new boyfriend or something.
He's got no trouble then.
All right, buddy. I appreciate the call. I'm glad he called. I like him. He should call back more often. All right.
I feel bad now that I corrected him. Sometimes I forget what year it is.
But I was
totally unaware of this. Ozzy and Elton John.
Yes, it is.
Elton John has had great success with duets in the past.
Yeah.
Of course, him and Neil Sedaka doing Bad Blood.
That's true. About 50 years ago. And Elton's voice has dropped a little bit. Ozzy has a low register voice.
Well, Ozzy is much like you, Stan. He's a stylist.
Play it.
He needs his certain effects to sound like him.
Yes, play. You'll see. I'm not...
I guess I only got a sample of it. Do you have the full thing?
No, I had the... Oh, no, I did have the full thing. Hold on. You have the full thing, right?
Yeah, if you... Rob Champ. R-O-B-B
okay,
Champ.
Hold on. And it should pop right up?
Yep.
All right. Hold on. Oh, yeah, there it is. All right, this is the whole thing right here. The jury's out with me. I was not that impressed when I heard it. Here you go. Ozzy and
Mangus
Elton.
Says you need to hear it a couple of times.
I don't think I need to.
Very low.
I have traveled many miles. I've seen tears and I've seen smiles. Just remember that it's all for you. Don't forget me as the colors fade. When the lights go down, it's just an empty stage. Okay, yes, I'll be my better.
control. They tried to kill my rock and roll. Just remember, I'm still here for you.
I'm sad, I don't know.
I like it.
I don't. Rob put my vote in tonight.
Stop talking over it.
On yanking or cranking, what is it?
The cockfight, oh, Big
yeah.
Stan.
Yeah. Come on, Haney. Come on. Please, Haney.
How can you not like that?
Ahoy.
Well, ahoy, boys. Hot damn.
Hot damn.
This is Sarah.
I say, Sarah. Will you explain to Haney that you have a duck and a chicken and they come into your house?
They don't really come in my house. Well, actually, in my house right now, I have baby ducks and chickens.
See? In the house.
But that's because they're brand new and they're in, like, you know, brooder boxes and stuff. But the other ones do not come in the house. They do stay in the backyard. But I have five baby ducks this week.
Five baby ducks this week. You know, they can play the snare drum.
I'm excited to see if I can get one of these friendly enough to play the snare drum for me.
I would love to see
that. You did hear that yesterday, didn't you?
Of course I did.
Yeah.
So, I wanted to thank you very much because, you know, that pretty girl, Stephanie, that you gave tickets to yesterday?
Yeah.
It's my pretty niece, and she's taken me.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That's great.
And no, we don't like to be told no.
Oh, of course not.
And by the way, I don't know if Stan knows this. Did you see that Sarah told us that there is a duo, entertainers?
Yeah.
You know what the name of their act is?
What?
Hot damn!
Hot damn!
So they're very pleased that we have made hot damn the phrase of 2020.
Fair enough.
And I guess they play all over the place, huh, Sarah?
Yeah, and they're really good. It's an older couple, but they play like good rock stuff. They, you know, they're light rock for, right, you know, bars and stuff.
But I mean,
like
they
that.
Play around here, but they also play in the Keys, and I was seeing like weird places up north.
Well, I don't know them that well. I just know they've been to, like, my mom's RV park. But, yeah, there's a lot of musicians around here that, like, spend their summer somewhere else and then come back.
But that's great. I didn't know it, but I'm glad that Hot Damn is helping people.
Yep. Oh, and, yep. By the way, I'm going to try to get my stuff in early to you, Sarah.
Okay, all right. That works.
Love you.
So, all right, love you guys. Bye. Have a great day. Bye.
Let's do the local beat real quick. Oh, by the way, our celebrity photo of the day. Keep forgetting this. I'm going to remember it right now. From 2016, he was sitting here right next to us. You know him as Greg Brady. Barry Williams, right there. There he is.
I do not know how we have that many pictures. Yeah.
There he is, Barry Williams.
I mean, I knew, you know, we met a lot of people, but I would have thought we'd have run out by now.
You can, the thing is that what bothers me is the times we didn't have a camera.
Oh, yeah.
So there you go.
I can't believe you don't like that song.
No, I'm not a big fan of it.
No, I can see you saying, well...
Not a big fan of it.
But you won't even say it's okay.
No. Nope. Maybe it'll grow on me. It hasn't yet. Rob, my vote for Stop or Shop is no.
Got it, Big Stan.
Hey, Rob?
Yes, sir.
On Smash or Trash... I'd like to use my vote to cancel out Stan.
Oh, got really? I've got a texter right here, Absolute Law text line. Terrible. Put it up, vote for terrible.
I got no audio.
On the, where did that, oh, here. Is that it?
Well,
on the computer?
whenever.
Try it. There we go.
Yeah, so right. Whenever you're ready for
all right,
the.
I'm ready, because we got to take a break, too. And I got to see if Richard the Engineer's around.
Ordinary man.
Local beat. Dateline Cape Coral. Cape Coral has seen a lot of crime lately. Bullets shooting up places.
Yeah, not like the old days at the Nautilus.
Yep, those days are long gone. Headline. I think this is NBC2 or Wink. Man arrested after harassing three women, leaving a bar, ramming his truck into vehicle. Dateline Cape Coral, a suspect was arrested last night after pursuing three women out of a bar, then ramming the vehicle they had jumped into several times, causing the driver to fight back.
Yeah, well, what do you think he was going to do if he caught them?
He did, and I'll tell you what he did. According to Cape Coral Police, officers responded to a disturbance with weapons at the 1300 block of Southeast 47th Terrace.
Oh, that's right by Cape Crape and Chowder.
Yep. As they arrived, they learned that Henry Lesniak Jr., 53, had been acting strangely towards three women at the nearby Rusty's Bar. The women left the bar, and Lesniak followed them. The women yelled for help and were assisted by a passerby, a man driving a white pickup truck. The women got into the white pickup truck to escape Lesniak. As they got into the pickup truck, Lesniak approached the driver's window. The driver presented a firearm and let Lesniak know he was armed and ordered him to back away from the vehicle before driving off, rescuing the three women.
So they were on foot?
And they were running out of the bar. Help, help, help. The guy in the white pickup truck comes in. They get into the pickup.
Get in.
Yes. Lesniak comes up to the white pickup truck. The white pickup truck driver shows him a firearm and tells Lesniak, back off. Okay. And then he drove off with the three women to rescue them. Lesniak then got into his own red pickup truck and chased after the white pickup truck, passing it. Lesniak proceeded to back his truck up into the white pickup truck three times,
God.
Ramming it until the two vehicles became stuck together, unable to move. Fearing for his life and the lives of the women in his truck, the driver fired several rounds into the tailgate of Lesniak's pickup. This is Cape Coral, everybody. Lesniak then exited his truck, and the driver held Lesniak at gunpoint until the police arrived. Based on the investigation of the responding officers and major crime unit detectives, probable cause was developed for Lesniak's arrest on four counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, that being his truck. The other driver of the white pickup truck, his actions in firing on Lesniak's pickup were determined by the police to be in self-defense and in response to Lesniak's aggressive actions. Old Lesniak was transported to the Lee County Jail. There's his mugshot.
Jesus.
Cape Coral.
And there's...
Tropical paradise.
No point to any of that.
None of it. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney.
96 K-Rock is where we've been for years. It's not a bad place to be. Besides, we've been told we can check out anytime we like. And they said something else, but I forget what it was. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Friday edition. And about 19 minutes away from the 4 o'clock safe word could get you $1,000. We'll give you that safe word again in about 19 minutes when you hear it. Just put the safe word in at 96krock.com, the K-Rock app, or text the safe word to 45911. Got about 15 minutes to do it, and if you're our company-wide winner of $1,000, they'll call you and let you know. And just for entering on the website or the mobile app, you're in the running for the grand prize of $10,000. Is that Richard? Come on in here, buddy. Come on in here. And I want to talk to Richard. He's willing to volunteer to try to do this. And Richard, please sit down. And here's the thing with Richard, who is a connoisseur of all kinds of food. He's eaten enough of ours. And
well, I wouldn't say that's a connoisseur. He just has an appetite, and if there's something in the fridge, he figures it's his.
Right.
I like how it happened once about 20 years ago.
We stopped putting stuff in that fridge.
What?
We stopped putting things in that refrigerator.
Well, it happened once.
That we know of.
Do you remember?
I admit it every time
you,
remember,
do you remember what you ate that belonged to us?
I think it was a hamburger.
Yes, there were two hamburgers.
And
I think I only ate one. So.
See, I wouldn't do
somebody
that.
Somebody else got the other one.
Because I would look at that and think, I don't know where that's been or what's going on.
Well, I was hoping for something.
He went in the refrigerator.
So did that even cross your mind?
I don't know. If I die, then oh well.
And he was one. He had no problems a few months back. Eating a deviled egg. It didn't bother him.
Oh, that was a deviled egg. I love deviled eggs.
It was a pickled egg.
A pickled egg, and it wasn't horrible, but I wouldn't go for a second.
Because it's missing the secret ingredient.
What was that?
Miracle Whip.
I don't like Miracle Whip. You know, I'm with him. Dukes
hey, you don't know. Whatever
Richard,
you don't know.
Richard has been here forever. We've known him forever. And for the majority of that time, he's been just a guy, you know, average guy, and he was in a successful band.
Yeah.
But now, as he gets older, he's become this cultured world traveler.
Because of his wife. That's why. He was never cultured before until he met his lovely bride.
How many countries have you been to now?
Not that many. Six, I think. Seven. We counting this side of the eight or nine?
Yeah. Well, I've left the United States once to go to the Bahamas.
Been there.
Where have you been?
Bahamas, Jamaica, Mexico, Canada. Been in England in an airport, been in Frankfurt, been in Munich, but those are airports. That doesn't count. I've been in Zurich. Again, I've been to Vienna, been to Budapest. It's right down the river.
Mm.
Yeah, but Hungary's cool because they're making Hungary great again.
Hungary's a little weird.
But what about Portugal? Because that seems to be your favorite place now.
Well, that's his place that he's going to spend the rest of his life.
Now, what is that like? Is the weather like here?
It's closer to here than almost any place else in Europe, but it gets a little bit cooler, but it never gets snowy. It's like 40s is the coldest, and that's in the winter at night, 50s daytime. So it's not, I can live with that. And then it'll be warm part of the time in the winter.
What's the culture like from the perspective of somebody that lives here? How different is it?
Different. You don't want anything in a hurry. Everybody sort of works to live, not the other way around. And so they're a lot more laid back about getting things done. They have big, long lunches, you know, big time happy hours.
So you're very comfortable there.
I'm very comfortable. and a lot of English people there, too, to hang out with. Richard, they're all crazy.
Kevin, the pressure washer, dropped this off. And he just emailed. He said, if you are able to complete this, he is going to donate $200 to the Stan and Haney Draft Fund. And he sent the picture of the money already waiting. He said he's waiting to go to Wells Fargo.
This is not meant to be successful. You're not supposed to be able to do this.
I guess.
Do I have to eat all those nuts in each container?
Well, I'm going to explain it to you. The flit boy for Dave and Chuck did it, and he accomplished it.
Mm-hmm.
The end of last year, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's, he sent a note. He said, if you finish it and complete it, I will donate to the draft fund. I'm telling you right now, if it gets too hot for you, don't do it.
Burp.
Now, if you want to sit down and get yourself comfortable, I'm told do not handle the nuts. If you're going to wear gloves, I won't have to. I'm going to put them in a cup. You just tilt the cup back.
You're going to make sure that you don't touch them.
Right, that I don't touch them.
And I'm going to put them in my mouth.
No liquids or food allowed until the competition. Chew the entire contents of each level for 15 seconds. Wait 60 seconds before advancing to the next level. After eating the contents of level 5, you must endure 5 minutes of uncomfortableness to complete the challenge. Now,
and why am I doing this for $200 for the draft fund? Yes. You want me to write you a check?
Yeah, if you want to, I'm not going to stop.
Well, if you fail, we'd appreciate it.
That'd be great.
If I'm going to torture myself, you should be paying me. The levels,
you're going to start mild.
Okay.
All right. Then it goes another mild one, then medium, then hot, and then supposedly really hot. All right.
Shall we begin?
Let's begin.
Tyathenic.
I'm going to
make that mistake once.
And I think you're very good at this, Richard, that even when you take one of the mild ones, you are able to describe, because you're good with your words, unlike others, to describe what you're tasting. If it is just incredible heat and no flavor, if it has flavor, if it's crunchy. All right, so I'm going to take level one.
Be careful. Don't hurt yourself, Stan.
And put it in the cup. All right, here's level one. That's a perfectly clean, brand new cup. This is level one. It's mild.
Going down the hatch now.
And Richard is chewing. You're supposed to chew for 15 seconds. What does, because I haven't tried these, they're sealed. What does level one taste like to you? Is there any spice at all?
Yeah, much.
Really?
I mean, this is like.
Is it hot or spicy?
It's working on getting pretty hot. It's not mild at all.
Really? It says mild.
for a masochist, mild.
Really? It was warmer than you thought.
Oh, yeah. Well, for a mild, that's pretty tough.
Okay. This one is also supposed to be on
the
mild. I
can tell by the end I'm going to be dead.
Mild side.
So number one was supposed to be the baseline.
That's the baseline. And you would, on a level of 1 to 10, you would put that at a what?
4.5, 5.
Really?
That's pretty warm.
All right, level 2.
It's not unbelievably hot, but it's pretty warm, and it spreads.
I will tell you that after level 2, which you're going to try right now, they, I think there's like six nuts in each of the ones. But when you get up to starting at level three, it's just three nuts. They cut down the level. This is level two. And it still falls into the mild category.
I'm telling you, these are mild for a masochist.
All right, Richard has just taken level two, and he's chewing it.
Do you generally eat hot stuff, or no?
No, medium hot. This would be the hottest I would eat, right here.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the first...
When I was younger, I would eat a lot hotter, but, you know, the rest of my guts don't care anymore. Mouth is fine. I can do hot in the mouth.
So that's...
That one doesn't...
Is it
my
weaker?
Mouth was, no. To me, because the first one surprised me how hot it is.
Right.
This one doesn't taste any hotter whatsoever. We're supposed to wait, what, 15 seconds?
Yeah, no, you're supposed to chew it all and wait 60 seconds.
Oh, 60 seconds.
Before you go to
so
the next one.
So it's like the first one almost immunized you to this one.
Yeah, this one I can tell now it's starting to creep. And it's getting a little hotter.
Yeah, it said chew the contents
it's
of each of
it's got some sugar or something
but
in
it's
right
not,
at the beginning of the taste.
But it's not unpleasant at this point.
Not quite yet, but it's getting there.
All right.
I bet you.
And well, I'm going to tell you right now, they're cutting them down to three nuts.
Three nuts.
Again, you're supposed to chew for 15 seconds, wait
60
seconds.
I think I have your home phone number, so when I'm sitting on the pot at 3:30 in the morning, I'll be calling you.
You got it, because a couple times I had to call you because we were locked out of the building.
What do you want me to do about it?
All right, we go now to level three.
Sounds like a personal problem.
Yeah, like we didn't they tell you?
Do you still have that sign up that says a lack of preparation on your part does not constitute an emergency on mine?
Nah, somebody took it down, I think.
All right, here we go.
I like that one.
Yeah, I did too.
This is If you get this and you say it's no problem, you're half over. This is the halfway point.
So
right
this
here.
Is number three.
You notice my eyes are starting to water,
and it's just three nuts.
No, you don't seem to be affected, really.
No,
yeah,
you're
now
good.
Eyes are watering. My nose is starting to water, but it's not. Too
All good. Right, that's level three.
Oh my lord! Do you see the color of it?
Yeah, they powder them.
Yeah, no deal. Whoop! Did I say that?
No, you didn't say anything that I have to hit the button on. All right, that's level three. Only three nuts. There were six in the other ones. Only three in this one.
And how many levels are there?
Five.
Two more after this.
Yeah, two more after this.
Okay, couldn't tell yet, but I'm sure this is going to be a creeper.
All right, you got to wait 60 seconds.
I know, that's why.
So, initially, no problem.
My mouth is already lit up a bit, so it's sort of...
Just more of the same.
Yeah, more of the same.
Is it warming?
I think so, yeah. Like I said, my mouth is all lit up now. My lips are starting to get lit up a little bit. My nose is running.
So slightly slightly uncomfortable.
Yeah, I might need one of your Kleenexes in a minute.
All right.
So slightly uncomfortable now.
Yeah, this is slightly uncomfortable.
All right, you're doing pretty darn good, though.
Yeah, I know, but this is not something I would call pleasant, but it would be like, you know, that guy that used to be here that would puke in a trash can when it's not this hot.
This
is that for
one,
real, or does he just make that up?
I have no idea. I don't have to worry about it.
No, the thing with him is Stan could play the sound effects of someone retching, and it would cause
retch.
Him to, yeah.
All right, Richard. This is level four.
I think he's a sadist, isn't he? Stan.
No, me?
Not possibly.
I only wish I could eat spicy food. I can't. Three nuts. Level four. If you get through this and not bat an eyebrow at it, although you're saying it's hot, you're extremely well composed.
It's hot.
Try that one.
Oh boy. I like the color.
There's
it's getting
only
darker
three.
And darker
yeah,
and darker.
The other one gets a little dark too. That's level four. You just one more to go.
Initially, is it hitting you?
What is it, sweet?
No, there's a little sweet taste to the beginning as you're chewing it, and then you taste a little bit of the peanut, and then I can tell this one's going to be hot in 60 seconds.
You can?
Uh-huh.
Well, you're already like 30 seconds into it.
Yeah, but it's creeping.
It's like the match has been lit and the fire
you
is
know what,
spreading?
It's getting to the point where it's going to be very difficult to tell that it's very hot in my mouth, and my nose is running.
Okay, give it a good blow.
I already did. Do it again.
So I don't want to see blood.
Oh, God.
All right. We're coming to
I think I'm going to get it.
I think you're going to do it.
I'm going to do it because I want that guy to write that check.
Well, he's got it perfectly composed.
I am amazed that you're perfectly composed.
My eyes are starting to water. Okay?
Yeah, I do. I do now. When you said it the first time, it wasn't noticeable to me. But now it's obvious.
And that's all from the nose draining.
Do you want me to tell you before you go to the last one?
So does that mean he's allergic to it?
I know. Do you want me to tell you that last one? Because you already ate it and you handled it beautifully. Yeah. Do you want me to tell you what was in there?
What?
In that one?
Those peppers?
That one that you just ate.
Those peppers, scotch bonnets?
You had two times Carolina Reaper.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
And seven, I don't know what it means, seven POT Duglin peppers. I don't know what those are.
I know what the Reaper is.
Yeah, that one
Dougla. All right. You do this. It's done. And
old
Kevin the pressure washer is going to take those $200 bills and put them in the bank. And he has abided by every rule. I have seen him completely chew them and wait 60 seconds or more before doing it.
True champion so far.
Right, this is the last one.
Wow, it is getting hot.
And this is the end of it.
This is it.
Well, I'm going to make it through it. I may not like
myself
afterwards.
I mean, if they've already thrown the Reaper at you, what could be left?
Oh, really?
Look at that ghost pepper. If they have ghost pepper in it, it's going to hurt.
Three nuts.
Wow. Okay.
That three nuts?
Yeah, well, they're broken in half.
Okay.
How's the color on that?
Darker.
Yeah.
Sort of black?
Yep.
Oh, boy. Okay.
All right, he's
there
he's
they
doing
go.
It. This is number five.
And he made sure he took them all.
And he is chewing them, and he took them all.
Without hesitation.
All right. It's been about 15 seconds. Your feelings on that one, Richard, because...
I know this is going to creep up and kill me, but... Again, like I said, it's gradually hotter and hotter. Yeah. I already have my nose running. My eyes are watering up from all the
How's it right now? Hotter?
It's hot.
If you hadn't had the first couple and you just went straight to that, do you think it would have killed you?
Probably. I don't know. I can't tell. My whole face is lit up.
I am...
You know what, he's able to converse.
What I should have had was some Milk City
but that's against the rules.
Yeah, after the fact,
no liquids or food allowed until completion.
Finished. Yeah, he said completion. Then I could have guzzled a milk.
So proud of you. You are doing this, and you are unbelievably composed.
And the draft fund
got
$200, Richard. Richard, thank you.
You're welcome.
Two times Carolina Reaper. What is this? It's so hard to read. Managua Scorpion Peppers.
Oh, God.
13 million Scoville units. 13 million.
Oh, boy.
How you feeling?
Hot. Yeah, hot.
But you did it.
It's a celebration now.
That's amazing. Oh, yes. Richard, thank you, and thank you for completing that, because Kevin... The pressure washer. And Kevin, ooh, I'd like to see the deposit slip.
Now, that last one.
Well, go get something to drink now because you...
Good job, sport.
And there were no beverages around at all.
He calmly just did it.
As calm as they come. Stay by your radio. When we, in just seconds, the 4 o'clock... safe word could get you a thou. That was amazing. We're Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
A soothing waterfall of character flaws, coupled with the bitter taste of harsh judgment. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. You still have a little less than 4 minutes to get the 4 o'clock safe word in for Friday. The safe word for 4 o'clock is super, S-U-P-E-R. Enter that word right now at 96krock.com on the K-Rock app, or text the safe word super to 45911. Again, you got about, right now, you got about 3 minutes. And if you're the company-wide winner, they'll call you. They'll let you know, hey, it's you. And just by entering on the website or the mobile app, you're in the running for the grand prize of $10,000. Got a text from the Absolute Law text line from Kevin the pressure washer. Guys, give me about 30 minutes. I'll be making the deposit.
Good man. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Richard, who, amazing.
What has happened is that the worst of that for Richard did not happen while we were on the air. A couple of minutes go by.
Yeah, more than the 60 seconds.
And then it really kicked in.
Just saw him not 30 seconds ago. He said it's calming down now. So he's good with it right now. Amazing.
But his face turned red.
Yep. He didn't flinch, though. He didn't flinch. And that thing is supposed to be like hot, the hottest of hot. So good for him. Xfinity. Haney and I have Xfinity. We love it.
Mm-hmm.
And New Year's resolutions are hard, especially when you're this far into the month. They're hard. But getting the speed you need and the entertainment you want with Xfinity, that's easy. Because now you can get Xfinity Internet for only $20 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement, which means you can get the best in-home Wi-Fi experience to stream all of your favorites in any room.
Plus, ask how to add a voice-controlled Flex 4K streaming device included with your internet for no additional cost. It's a personalized streaming dashboard that puts all your favorites in one place, letting you search less and watch more. So, while it may be hard to wake up the kids, commit to the New Year's diet, or stick to the resolutions, Xfinity makes starting 2020 simple, easy, awesome. Go to Xfinity.com or call 1-800-XFINITY or visit your local Xfinity store today.
Offer ends 2/10/20. Rob, can I get a traffic? Thank you very much. I also want to let you know that tonight up at Dixie, it's a special night, Dirty Honey performing. And I guess some tickets are available if you go to 96krock.com or the KROQ mobile app. Still might be able to get some tickets there. Our own Matt Mangus is up in Cape Coral right now hanging out. Welcoming our guests and ticket holders to the Dirty Honey Show. So if you want to go and say hi to Matt, you want to go and try to get yourself some tickets, because I know it's just about sold out, if not already. Dirty Honey, tonight at Dixie Roadhouse.
Yeah, I know those tickets went quick.
They were like really, really popular. And there you go. We're going to check news headlines, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. But first, let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. All right, let's see what we got. One thing on the board, and it's in Bonita Springs. It's a crash. 28,000 block of South Tamiami Trail. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, Haney's right here. He's got today's headlines. He's going to tell you what's coming up.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know. You know, something that we have to deal with, some people have it better than others, but how important to your quality of life is your commute?
Mm. For some, better than others.
Uh-huh. You know, if there is one thing this show is known for, it's something or other.
Yeah, since the very beginning.
And, you know, we love Taco Bell. And I'll tell you why. Because they have the same ingredients. They just mix them around to create new, exciting products. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Just like the same thing, but different shapes. And yep. People get excited about it. Well, they've done it again.
Haney will tell you about it in less than an hour. All right? Hold on.
Oh. And not only is the human feed bag back, they've improved it with new attachments.
Really?
Yes. Dateline, Stuart, Florida.
Not a good area. That's the hot zone. We're a hot zone, and that area is a hot zone for not good.
A woman makes the decision to get completely nude before physically attacking her husband and adult son. And finally, a man is suing a bank for racial discrimination.
How so?
Well, it's because the bank wouldn't cash his settlement checks for racial discrimination at work. These stories and much, much more. That's a good racket.
Yep.
Coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. Oh, so important. 4 o'clock fluffer time. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
What's for dinner?
Chicken.
You know, they're all happy in China right now.
They sure are. Why?
Well, there's nothing bad going on there.
Oh, that's right. They got the flu. I got my shot.
Yeah, but this is a weaponized variant.
They told me I'm good for the whole season. Got it at the CVS.
Yeah, so ignore anything you hear about, you know, health issues in China. Because what they're really excited about is the Chinese New Year.
That's right. The year of the rat.
The year of the rat. With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
Chinese New Year fun facts.
Top Chinese New Year fun facts.
People in China are supposed to refrain from using scissors during the 15-day celebration.
Whoa.
However, that does not apply to lesbians.
What?
Scissoring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People born this year in China are considered wise and cunning. In other words, they'll never pursue a career in radio.
Right.
The celebration happens once a year, like clockwork.
Uh-huh.
Much like married sex.
Me and my wife.
Yeah.
If you didn't already know when it was, you will once they own us.
Yep.
sucks harder than ever.
Sure does, Billy.
It is the most widely celebrated event on the planet. Until, of course, Brad and Jen get back
together.
It's going to
happen.
Oh, God.
Come on. They're meant for each other. It's meant to be.
And finally, the very top Chinese New Year fun fact.
Yes.
To celebrate, people in China give each other things like coins.
Yeah.
Mandarin oranges.
Ooh, tasty.
And deadly flu viruses.
Yeah, well, I got that. Yes.
You really do?
Yes.
Yes. You think this is funny?
Yeah.
How long is this going on?
I don't know,
on?
But the flu is funny.
You really do?
Yeah.
Really do what?
You guys think you're funny.
Yes.
Yeah.
You really do?
Yeah.
And that, my friend, is the hard one.
Elvis has left the building.
Left the building.
Email. Oh, I got to get rid of that. Ahoy. At StanandHaney.com.
What?
Ahoy. At StanandHaney.com.
Okay, okay.
Got this just in after Richard amazingly went through all the stages of the peanut challenge, going up to 13 million Scoville. Some know it all writes. when you get to the last one, it's going to be coated with an isolated capsaicin. At that point, it's not some sort of enjoyable chili pepper. It's just basically a poison. he handled it wonderfully.
I think some regret set in later, but while it was going on, he was great.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, I want to answer your question of the week. If you remember yesterday, you're headed to the gallows. It's almost time. And you are given your last meal. Anything you want. Appetizer, entree, dessert, beverage. Guys, I would start with a big basket of fried mushrooms. Now, the main course would be a large filet mignon, steak fries, and asparagus. For dessert, a whole key lime pie. And I know the Guardian. He can do that whole key lime pie.
Mm-hmm.
Without flinching. Just like Richard did those nuts. So, Haney, I don't know where you get some of the stories that you do, but the people in those stories in your newscast are either really unfortunate or just plain stupid. Like the story about the bank robber who tried to use a pillowcase as a disguise.
Mm-hmm.
You would think he would have remembered to give him a way to see. Is it any wonder that people like that get caught? Morons. Just plain old stupidity. You guys are the best. Signed, The Guardian.
Jesus.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back. This is the Stan and Haney Show.
We're just like most of you. Financially devastated ex-husbands, unrepentantly proud fathers, and underappreciated employees. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. Half hour away from Mark Haney and the news. I'm going to tell you about another event coming up. You got Matt Mangus for the Dirty Honey Show in Cape Coral at Dixie. And as you know, Cape Coral, always fun when bike night comes around. And we got another bike night coming up in a few minutes. Junior, you love a good bike night, don't you?
I love a good bike night.
We've been up there a few times.
Oh, yeah.
Go get a little warmed up there, bike night, then maybe head over to a local bar and finish it off.
Yeah.
Everything all right with you?
Yeah.
You have lost some weight, haven't you?
You've really
slimmed down.
It means a lot that you said that.
Yeah,
I was worried that you were going to tell me I got fatter.
How much have you lost?
15.
15. I shouldn't have said anything. 15, you can't tell. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. 15 pounds. What are you? It's like, I expect, I lost 30 pounds. Nope. 15.
Jeez. It's a start.
It is a start. One thing on the board. Fort Myers, geez, hit and run. Pine Ridge Road and Gladiolus Drive. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update right before Mark Haney in the news. But I'm telling you about bike night. I love these things. 96K Rock in the city of Cape Coral Parks and Recreation Special Events presents another bike night. Cape Coral, February 8th, starting at 5 p.m. It's going to be downtown Cape Coral on Southeast 47th Terrace. This time around, going to have live rock with the Kiss tribute, Strutter. Nice. Plus, special guest, Bite the Bullet on the big stage. It's free admission. Visit the vendor village. Plenty of food and drink. Complete details at 96krock.com or on the K-Rock mobile app. All right. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey!
Tony! Tony D'Amico!
It's your old pal!
What's going on there, Tony?
Boy, everything's great.
Yeah, well, that's great, Tone. It's good hearing from you. I haven't heard from you in a little while.
Well, I apologize for that. I figure it's about time I check in.
Well, you didn't have to.
And, I think it's going to be just a wonderful year. We're going to get things started off right. We're going to keep them right. And I'm very excited because I got a big promotion for this weekend.
Oh, really?
And everything is just...
Big promote? You advertising with K-Rock? You buying some ads? Big promotion this weekend? Or are you just calling me up so you can get a few plugs in for it?
Well, you know what? I would love to advertise on K-Rock, and if things keep going the way they're going, we'll talk about it.
Crying out loud, I'm talking about Cape Coral Bike Night and Dirty Honey and everybody. Everybody gets what they call a schedule, and then if they happen to call, we'll get a little mention out there, a little pop. But you don't buy advertising, and you expect me to promote. What promotion you got this weekend?
Oh, hold on a second. When's Bike Night?
Wouldn't you know, since it's all part of the Cape Coral Parks and Recreation Special Events, aren't you part of that group?
Well, see, that's the sort of thing where businesses pool their resources.
Yeah, you get a group of Cape Coral business. Nobody's been around in Cape Coral longer than you. You remember the Nautilus, don't you?
Oh, sure. Sure, that's when I stayed when we were everything was under construction.
So you'd think you'd be a part of this group when you go and do Cape Coral events.
Well, when is the bike night?
February 8th.
I'm not an official participant, but they can't keep me from just happening to be open there. That's February.
Well, you got to have a permit and all that stuff, Tony.
Well, you're supposed to pitch in, see?
But you're not. You're not pitching in. You're thinking strictly of yourself and not the other local businesses. Now, stop it. What's your event? All right, I'm plugging it. What's your event this weekend?
Well, Sam,
you're a meathead idiot.
Why would you speak to a dear friend that way.
What do you mean? Seriously, Tony? I mean, the game's up.
I don't want to tell tales out of school here. But there was some talk about me being the godfather to your daughter.
That was like 25 years ago.
And that's the way you want to treat me now?
25 years ago, you would go to Cape Crepe and Chowder. You would be there dressed properly in the restaurant because you could smoke then. And you had an all-male staff in white uniforms and dishes and everything clinking around. And they wore those little white hats. Now what do you got? A building that has one toilet, a leaking roof, no staff, and you sitting in the tornado smoking.
Yeah, well, I'm still standing, unlike the snack house.
That's true. That's true. But what do you want?
Well, you said yourself, it's been too long, Tony. I'm just trying to keep up with my friends.
Do you consider me a friend?
I consider you to be a dear friend.
Okay, that's
nice. There was a time when I almost considered you like a son.
Yeah, but those days are gone.
Yes. Yep. Yesterday's gone.
Yep.
Yesterday's gone.
Yep. I even remember back in the day, when I was short on money, you'd give me the Cape Crepe and Chowder credit card and say, go and take care of a few things.
And you see the thanks I get.
Yeah,
I was just calling up, to chew the beef with an old friend.
Is that what it is?
And if I happen to mention, if you're interested in my life, this is what I'm doing.
Tony, what's going on in your life, buddy?
Well, what's going on in my life is I'm very excited about the big celebration we're having this weekend at Cape Crepe and Chowder. Of course, it's Big Sunday. I don't think I can say the official name, but the big football game. I have, if you can believe this, yeah. I didn't even know such a thing existed.
What's that?
But the Red Place said that it's available, an 82-inch screen. That I have specifically for the big football game this weekend. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. It is so exciting, and you're going to see the best going against the best, and everybody can wear all of their favorite jerseys, and we're going to have specials and finger foods and whatnot.
Well, for the big game.
We're going to have beer specials. We're going to have boot specials.
This Sunday, huh, for the big game. Big 80-inch screen there that you're renting from the rent center.
82, my friend. 82. Can you believe what they can do?
And I'll bet you got everything in that food.
Well, and they got a big stereo system, so not only are you going to see the action in full screen definition, they get a stereo system comes with it, so you'll hear every jackal.
Like a surround sound for this Sunday.
I don't know if I can say surround sound because I think that's trademarked, but it's big sound.
Sound all around.
Yes, and it's a definition 82-inch screen.
For the big game between the two best teams this Sunday.
If you want to see the best of the best going head-to-head, there's only one place to be.
Mm-hmm. Where's that?
Cape Crepe and Chowder.
This Sunday.
The huge football game. Sunday. I'm going to be there. Timmy's going to be there. We're going to have the best food and drink specials Nobody's even going to come close this weekend.
So what do we got? Is there a cover? Do you have to reserve a seat? Do you get in there? And what do we got for food too, Tony, for the big game this Sunday? 82-inch all around sound right there,
right,
at Cape Crape and Chowder.
Right. Well, you're going to want to get there early because I'm doing this first come first serve, no cover. I'm doing it out of the goodness of my heart because, you know, it may as well be a national holiday with the big football game. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. Everybody's going to be watching, and there's no better place to watch it than my place.
Right, Cape Crape and Chowder. How much, Tony, with the food, the drink, first come, first serve, 82-inch rented screen, all the all-around sound for the big game, how much have you sunk into this, you think, for this Sunday?
Well, you know what? It's a pretty penny, Stan.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it. I don't know where you're getting that money.
But I am not passing on the course to my clients, because this is out of the goodness of my heart. This is just because I want to make things nice for the people.
This Sunday.
Yes, and what this is yes, it's going to cost me a pretty penny. But I'm doing it out of the goodness of my heart, and I don't think you can put a price tag on goodwill.
Oh, amen. And I suppose free beer, since you don't have a beer and wine license.
Pardon me?
You don't have a beer and wine license. You can't be serving beer. You're going to go and have a big screen, all this food and stuff. You can't be serving beer or wine. You don't have a beer and wine license. You don't even
Where did you get that from?
You have a beer and wine license? I don't think so. I don't think you
do.
When did you get that?
Yes, I do.
When did you get a beer and wine license?
That was one of my New Year's resolutions, was to get caught up.
To get caught up. So we're all on the up and up. What kind of drafts you got in there? What kind of beer you got?
it's the big names, but they don't want me advertising.
Uh-huh. They don't want you advertising because you don't have a beer and wine license.
No, it's just that I'm on probation with the distributor.
Failure to pay. Can I ask you something?
Stan, you're a dear, dear friend. You can ask me anything in the world.
Uh-huh. So you're doing all of this stuff for the big game. Since I'm not advertising anything, I can say Super Bowl. I can say Kansas City.
Hold on. I didn't say that.
No,
I did not
say
that.
You're not.
No. And you shouldn't say that. It's the big football game, the best against the best.
Tony, that's in 2 weeks, you stupid idiot. You stupid moron. In 2 weeks is the big game, the championship game. I'll say it, the Super Bowl, because I'm not selling anything.
Well, you know what? You are an idiot.
You're an idiot. The big game's in 2 weeks, and you're dropping money on an 82-inch screen, violating beer and wine licenses, food out of your own pocket?
Let me tell you something.
You stupid meathead.
Who has made a living for over 30 years BSing the public, you'd think you'd know better. Now, look.
BSing the public?
I went to the rent place and asked how much it's going to cost to get that screen for the Super Bowl. I don't have that kind of money.
It's big money.
The guy said, why don't you get it for this weekend? I said, because the Super Bowl ain't happening this weekend. He said, no. But there's something called the Senior Bowl. It's college all-stars, and you can just call it the big game.
Nobody watches that. Most of the big stars won't play in that. And then, of course, you got...
You all know that, and I know that, but if people get a little confused and they come to my place and spend money, who's getting hurt?
And isn't the college all-star game... That's on Saturday.
Oh, is it?
Yes. Now they have the Pro Bowl on Sunday, but nobody watches that either. You have just
Son of a bitch told me it was on Sunday.
Saturday is the college all-star game. Sunday is the Pro Bowl, and it's in Orlando. It's not even in Hawaii. It's in Orlando, and you're dumping big money for two games nobody wants to see because nobody's playing in it.
I can't. The Pro Bowl, because that's the NFL. There's too much licensing issues with that. I got to go with the college deal.
There's licensing in that, too.
Well, I was told they're not as litigious.
Saturday. You're telling everybody come by on Sunday. Sunday is the Pro Bowl. Now, what you could do is show the Pro Bowl up there on Sunday and maybe some golf, and that's about, but most people would prefer to watch that at home. The Super Bowl is in 2 weeks. Why do you think the Rent-A-Center place and the surround sound and all that was so expensive 2 weeks from now, but amazingly cheap this Sunday? You idiot! Moron!
Look, my N-word, can you help a brother out or not?
Help you out? How?
Help me BS the public. It's all you do.
Okay. I'll tell you what. You're not even prepared to do anything on Saturday, so why don't you go and tell everybody, bonehead, that you got the big Pro Bowl game on this Sunday. And that you're going to go and have everything going on there, allegedly beer, but you can't mention the distributors because you're in bad terms with them. Why don't you tell everybody, hey, Tony, what are you doing Sunday? When if I come to Cape Crepe and Coral, Cape Crepe, Cape Crepe and Chowder, what am I getting?
Well, come on down to Cape Crepe and Coral.
Chowder.
You jackass.
What are you doing on Sunday?
Well, there's a large television screen.
You stoop.
And we're going to have beer and hooch.
Hooch. Hooch. Let me ask you this right now, stoop. It's Friday. It's the weekend. Your place probably for like a happy hour or something's probably packed, huh? How many people are in your restaurant right now drinking hooch and beer?
Zero.
How many do you think will be there on Sunday for the big game?
Well, there'll be a lot more because I just ordered a new open sign from Amazon. It's guaranteed 2-day delivery.
When did you order it?
Oh, I just ordered it around noontime. The other one burned out, and I'm assuming that's why I'm having problems because the open light broke. It don't light up no more.
If. You get it in
time. I got a new cheap one.
Okay. And it might get there before sunset on Sunday.
Well, it's guaranteed, Dan. 2 days. I'm a Prime member.
You're
not taking that into account.
It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
I'm a Prime member.
And it's
okay?
A delivery before like 8 p.m. It's not going to help with the Pro Bowl and your empty dump. Oh, it's stinging. It's hitting home now, isn't it? Tony?
I thought you were my friend.
I am your friend. Why do you keep putting your foot in your mouth and screwing everything up?
I'm not the one doing that. You are the one doing that.
You're trying to
destroy the small businessman.
I know he's upset. Somebody had to tell him. We'll be back.
Is it safe?
You're talking to me?
Is it safe?
It's what safe?
Is it safe?
I don't know what you mean. I can't tell you if something is safe or not. Unless I know specifically what you're talking about.
Is it safe?
Tell me what it refers to.
Is it safe?
Yes, it's safe. It's very safe. It's so safe you wouldn't believe it.
Is it safe? No, it's not safe. It's very dangerous. Be careful. Relax. 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 Come on. Open. Oh. Okay. That hurt?
Uh-huh.
No, I should think it would. Should take better care of your teeth. You have quite a cavity here. Is it safe?
Look, I call you. I can't do it.
Oh, please don't worry. I'm not going into that cavity again. That nerve's already dying. A live, freshly cut nerve is infinitely more sensitive. So, I'll just drill into a healthy tooth until I reach the pulp. Unless, of course, you can tell me that it's safe.
Fred and Barney, Siegfried and Roy, Ralph and Norton, Stan and Haney. You gotta be shitting me. You can't pay me enough to say this. Stan and Haney, 96 K Rock.
One of the greatest scenes in movie history, where Zell drilling into Dustin Hoffman's teeth.
A lot of people don't know this, but Zell was a real dentist, and Stan used to go to him.
Yeah, down in North Naples. He moved. He gave up his practice and moved to Montana.
Yeah, because he had moved here from South America.
Yeah. It's pretty darn... I'm going to tell you very quickly. And my dentist today, who's a great dentist, and I've been going to him for years, and he's a great guy. But when I first moved here in 1990... couple that we became friends with said to me, well, you need to find a dentist in town. There's a guy in North Naples you need to see. And I can't remember his last name, but it was about as German can be. I think his first name was Heinz, Dr. Heinz. And he was spectacular.
Meticulous.
I had to have a root canal done and a crown put on a tooth thanks to a Twizzler incident. And he did this. This is 1990. Good crown and root canal probably needs to be redone after 10 years. Yeah, you know, you need a little fresher, which I've had on other teeth, but not that tooth. And so I was having my x-rays done on that one that has been bothering me for 6 months that's finally good now. The dentist is looking up, who did that work? I said, well, it was the dentist I had in North
Zell.
Fort Myers. His name is Zell. And he said, that is spectacular. He said, when did you get that root canal done?
1935.
And I said, and he just one day said, I'm giving up my practice and moving to Montana. And there is absolutely no problem with a, what is that now, 30-year root canal? Nothing. I said, that is amazing work. Meticulous. Thank you, Zell, wherever you are.
He's living the good life.
Yeah. Matt Mangus is living the good life right now in Cape Coral. If you want to go by, if you got tickets to go see Dirty Honey tonight at Dixie up in Cape Coral, Matt Mangus is hanging out there. Go on by, say hi. Might have a little something for you.
Wish I was
for the big show.
Dixie, look away.
No, this is Dixie Roadhouse, Dirty Honey tonight. You could check. I know they were so close to being sold out, but you can check. You have really lost some weight, haven't you?
Yes.
But I thought you said it was all water.
It is.
The odd thing is, he's carrying a gallon of water around with him.
That's to flush the system.
I'm staying hydrated.
He's shooting for 16 pounds.
It's all water. Let me know when you're up to 20. Then you start losing fat.
I'm aiming for 50.
It can be done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait a second. Are you trying to look normal again?
I'm trying to look like I did.
Yeah, back in the day. If you see a picture of Junior from when he was like 10 years ago to now, you wouldn't even think he was the same person.
You go, wow, he looks normal.
It's like, who is that? That's me. Oh, by the way, safe word, your next shot at it is going to be at 6 o'clock with Rob Show. We got a crash, Fort Myers, Daniels Parkway, and Paul J. Daugherty Parkway. Thought I saw something else up here about a crash. That might have been a long time ago. And you're up to date. We'll have one more traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Mark Haney and the News. Brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Starts right now.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme. When people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchor man was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchor man.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Friday, January 24th.
Double M, double X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for things you didn't know.
Okay.
There are many major, major things that are settled behind closed doors.
Yep.
You know, it could be a huge court case, huge money involved, but you'll never know because they came to an agreement or settled.
A lot of times when you get jury duty and you're sitting in there waiting, they're deliberating to go and see if they can settle or take it to a jury trial.
I would love to know the numbers involved with this one. Back in 1998, Cisco, big company.
Oh, yeah.
Released a product. That product was called the iPhone, complete with lowercase I, meaning they owned that name. Now, Cisco's iPhone, released in 1998, was a desk phone with a sliding keyboard and touch screen.
Oh, I would love to have that phone here in the studio. We'd get quality.
Well, nobody liked it. Nobody bought it. And it flopped. And at least at Cisco, the iPhone was forgotten, but it was still their baby.
Yeah, it was still owned by them.
9 years later, Apple comes out naming their product the iPhone. Cisco says, WTF. Well, of course, They got very litigious and took Apple to court. But we'll never know how much that cost Apple because the lawsuit was settled.
Yeah, and sealed probably.
Mm-hmm. You know, there are turning points in life.
There sure are. Right, Junior?
Decisions made, opportunities declined. Nobody knew that Toy Story was going to be as big as it was. Billy Crystal was offered the role of Buzz Lightyear in Toy Story. He thought it would be no big deal. So, with him declining the offer, the role of Buzz Lightyear went to Tim Allen. In later interviews, Billy Crystal called that the single biggest mistake of his career. Well, word got back to Pixar that he had said that.
Yeah.
So, when they offered him the role of Mike in Monsters, Inc.,
yep,
he did not hesitate, took it immediately.
Yeah. Yeah, because I was saying, he's in the Pixar's monster thing, and he did the sequel to that one, too. Lovable character. I don't think I'm sure he was paid handsomely.
Well, that's
and
what
it's
I was going to say.
Millions,
lovable is one thing, but lucrative character.
It was, I don't think as much as Toy Story and Buzz Lightyear, but that was a huge, huge film.
But, you know, fool me once.
Yeah. I'll take it. Or you can be like John Ratzenberger there, Cliff from Cheers. He's in every single one of the Pixar movies.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a lucky thing for them because we had him on the show. He gets the call when they're doing a new Pixar. We'll give you a line or two to do in the movie.
I still can't believe that video where Meghan Markle is talking to Beyonce and Jay-Z, and Prince Harry, right next to her, is pressuring Bob friggin' Iger to hire her for voiceovers.
Yep.
And everybody's trying to be polite about it. But look, I'm nobody. Even I know you don't do that.
You don't do that. But everything will be, the air will be cleared because Meghan Markle is going to have her first sit down with Ellen.
Well, because they're kindred spirits, yeah. Stan.
She understands her pain.
Yes.
Yeah, there's the Iger one where the prince is pitching his wife for voiceover work.
And you can see even Iger's wife is standing there trying to keep a straight face.
Yeah.
And he's going, did you know my wife does voiceover work? I did not know that. No, I didn't. No.
I know that she would open a briefcase. Open the briefcase.
Low amount, $75.
Like she only would, Howie Mandel would say, open the case. And it would be like a low amount, $75.
Mm-hmm. She was a low rent gal.
Yeah.
You know, not everything is about money when it comes to quality of life.
That's right. Because if it was a $75 case, Howie would go to the banker and make an offer. Oh, sorry. Wrong story.
Mm-hmm. Like Apple did to Cisco.
Right.
According to a new survey, one-third of all the people say their commute is so bad that they're stressed out before they even start work. just getting there.
I believe it.
Survey also found the average person spends 5 full days every year commuting, and that's based on a total commute time of 29 minutes a day.
How long was your commute, Rob, when you lived up north before you just moved down here? How long was
Well,
you
your mean before he made a living wage?
Yeah. How long was your commute?
About 2 hours and 15 minutes each way. 4.5 hours total every day.
Every day.
And how many hours a day did you work?
4.
Yep. Yep.
Uh, 76% of people say they worry about being late because of their commute.
Yep.
And more than a quarter of people say their boss doesn't give a rat's ass if they're late because of traffic or car trouble.
Yep.
In a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
Planning a wedding can be a daunting task. Imagine your elation if you received a call and were given 20% off the price of your wedding venue. Or the wedding dress designer surprised you and let you know you could have 20% off the dress you've dreamed of for years. Well, I'm not sure you'll receive either of those calls, but I'd like to share with you that our friends Jason and Todd with the Diamond District would like to give you 20% off your wedding bands this Saturday and Sunday only, January 25th and 26th, during the Diamond District's Winter Wedding Band Expo. This is the best time of year to buy your wedding bands, with the lowest prices and largest selection from America's top bridal designers, only at the Diamond District. Save 20% off manufacturer's direct pricing. So what's the next best thing to the 20% of the people you don't want to attend your wedding staying home? It's 20% off your wedding bands from Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. And they'll throw in 12 months interest-free financing.
At the Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News on the Stan and Haney Show.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, last year, right around this time, Reynolds Wrap made history and really crossed a line of demarcation when they debuted the human feed bag.
Yep. Yeah. I remember.
For those of you that don't know, it's something you strap to yourself. It has insulated pockets for snacks, yep, a fold-out tray, and a drink holder.
Yep. A dream.
Well, this year, not only is the human feed bag back.
Right on.
It's even bigger and better than ever with new features.
Oh, look at the picture of these two guys having the best time. Had he not had the feed bag on, it would have been a boring party. Got yeah. the feed bag on, that means...
Well, I'd say that kicks the ass of your pretzel necklace.
Oh, don't you count on that!
Now, you may wonder, how could they make the human feed bag even better? Well, they've added 4 new features. A paper towel dispenser.
Love it.
A trash can pouch.
Right on.
A straw that runs through the harness to access your drink, and a neck pillow, because comfort is a premium.
Especially around the back there, you're toting that around, you got to have the comfort.
They're on sale for $4.
What?
And they say that they're going to restock them regularly because they always sell out way too fast.
Oh, that is amazing. If my wife's listening right now, a couple of them hunger harnesses.
That's the human feed bag.
Yeah, the Reynolds Wrap Hunger Harness, which is a feed bag. And look at it. Really...
Can you see the two of us walking around Calder? Then the horses would be looking at us.
See, if you'd come with me to Festival of Beers, I'll get you one of them, and you and I can walk around like that. Then you don't have to make a pretzel necklace. It's all right in there. And then when we get the beer samples, we just pour it right in the dispenser, and we get a straw to suck it up.
And a neck pillow.
And a neck pillow for comfort. Living is really getting easier.
Boy, yeah. No flying cars, but boy, we've made up for it in other ways, haven't we? Racial discrimination is a real problem in this country.
Sure is.
There's a 44-year-old gent named Santor Thomas from Livonia, Michigan. He used to work for Enterprise Leasing Company in Detroit. But
oh, nice.
Santor, who was a proud black man, sued them for racial discrimination after an incident. Now, I'm sure you'd like to know what that incident was.
Yeah.
What happened is strictly confidential.
Well, sealed.
He wound up settling with the company. And on Tuesday, the company handed him three checks, adding up to a total of $99,000 for him to go away.
I'll go away for $99,000.
Well, Santor was pretty pleased with himself and his $99,000. And of course, you get those checks, what are you going to do? You head straight to the bank to cash them.
Yes.
Before they change their mind.
Yes.
Well, he went to a TCF bank branch to cash them, and the bank would not do it. They were suspicious. They wound up calling the police, even though he had an account there for 2 years.
Yeah.
The police questioned him, asking him if the checks were legitimate or fake. He says he believes it happened strictly because of his race. Quote, none of this would have happened if I were white. What's the man to do?
What's he going to do?
He's suing the bank for racial discrimination for not letting him cash his racial discrimination settlement checks. The bank has apologized, but it's too far for that now.
Yeah, we've fallen off the cliff.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, unfortunately in life, sometimes just hellish, nightmarish things happen to us.
Yeah.
I think for most people, being physically attacked by your mother would be traumatic.
Yep.
I would think that for most people, simply seeing your mother naked would be traumatic.
Let's bring it around the room. Junior?
No comment.
What about both happening all at once? There's a 42-year-old woman in Stuart, Florida.
Oh, just an armpit.
Whose name was not released.
For good reason.
Earlier this month, for reasons known only to her, she became absolutely furious with her 48-year-old husband and her 20-year-old son. She was so furious, she was left with very few options, and did the only thing she could do at that point.
What's that?
She removed every strip of her clothing, completely nude, and physically attacked her husband and adult son at the same time. She hit her husband with a book and then attacked her son when he tried to get her out of the room. It is clear to absolutely no one why she felt the need to be completely nude as she attacked her family, although police do say alcohol may have been involved.
You don't say.
Her naked ass was cuffed and arrested for domestic battery. Mom, no. Oh, Jesus.
Throw a drop cloth on her.
And that's the news for today, Friday, January 24th.
Double M, double X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Mikey Haney, telling it like it is.
Jesus, and grab a razor.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon.
I'm sorry, Dad. I had no idea what you put up with.
We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney.
Hey, Southwest Florida. You've stuck with us through thick and thin. Feast and famine. War and peace and everything in between. Don't think for a minute we don't appreciate it. No matter how we may come across, we love this damn job. Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for spending your week with us. It is greatly appreciated. Rob's show is going to come in at 6 o'clock. And he will have the 6 o'clock safe word for you. And he'll have the cockfight where that Ozzy Elton song is the champion.
I voted for it.
I looked at, believe it or not, a lot of texts came in. I tried counting them up. 50-50. On the nose, 50-50. Half liked it, half didn't.
There's that bias where when something's new, you just don't like it.
You did that story about the gentleman who won a racial discrimination lawsuit against his company, had $99,000 in three checks, went to the bank, and they refused to cash it because they didn't know if the checks were real.
And now he's suing them for racial discrimination.
There was a caveat to that story before anybody started jumping to conclusions. The man in that bank story that went to the bank to cash the checks, the branch manager that refused to cash the checks was an African-American woman.
Well, it's obvious racial discrimination, obviously.
And she was the one that said, you're not cashing it, so he's suing the bank now for discrimination.
That's a great way.
What the heck?
Great way to make a living.
Let's get you updated on traffic. Couple of things, three things on the board. North Fort Myers crash, 4900 block of Bayline Drive. Fort Myers crash, Cypress Lake Drive and Summerlin Road, and in Bonita, a hit and run, South Tamiami Trail and Brighton Lane. Let's laugh.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I am a middle school English teacher. I teach in Beverly Hills, so the kids are all rich, but I do still like them. Most of them. But last year, I had this eighth grader. Let's call him Cooper Dreers. Because that's his name. And Cooper plagiarized his Morality in To Kill a Mockingbird essay. Yeah, if you use the word incandescent, I'm going to figure it out. And so I had to call up his mom, and I was like, hey, Mrs. Dreers, Cooper plagiarized. I have to give him an F on this assignment. And she was like, oh, no. Cooper doesn't understand what plagiarism is. You can't punish him for that. And I was like, Mrs. Dreers, whether or not Cooper understands what plagiarism is, He plagiarized. It's cheating. And if you want him to succeed at this school, you're going to have to give me $2,000. Thank you. And I paid off my car. Hello.
Have yourselves a great weekend, Lord willing. We're back here on Monday at 2 o'clock. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey!
Tony! Tony D'Amico!
It's your old pal!
What's going on there, Tony?
Well, what's going on in my life is I'm very excited about the big celebration we're having this weekend at Cape Crape and Chowder. Of course, it's Big Sunday. I don't think I can say the official name, but the big football game. I have, if you can believe this, yeah. I didn't even know such a thing existed.
What's that?
But the Red Place says that it's available, an 82-inch screen that I have specifically for the big football game this weekend. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. It is so exciting. And you're going to see the best going against the best. And everybody can wear all of their favorite jerseys. And we're going to have specials and finger foods and whatnot.
Well, for the big game.
And we're going to have beer specials. We're going to have hoops specials.
This Sunday, huh, for the big game. Big 80-inch screen there that you're renting from the rent center.
82, my friend. 82. Can you believe what they can do?
And I'll bet you got everything in their food.
Well, and they got a big stereo system. So not only are you going to see the action in full screen definition, they get a stereo system comes with it, so you'll hear every jackal.
Like a surround sound for this Sunday.
I don't know if I can say surround sound because I think that's trademarked, but it's big sound.
Sound all around.
Yes, and it's a definition 82-inch screen.
For the big, big game between the two best teams this Sunday.
If you want to see the best of the best going head-to-head, there's only one place to be.
Mm-hmm. Where's that?
Cape Crape and Chowder.
This Sunday.
A huge football game. Sunday. I'm going to be there. Timmy's going to be there. We're going to have the best food and drink specials. Nobody's even going to come close this weekend.
So you're doing all of this stuff for the big game. Since I'm not advertising anything, I can say Super Bowl. I can say Kansas City.
Hold on. I didn't say that.
No.
I did not say that.
You're not. No. Trust me.
And you shouldn't say that. It's the big football game, the best against the best.
Tony, that's in 2 weeks, you stupid idiot. You stupid moron. In 2 weeks is the big game, the championship game. I'll say it, the Super Bowl, because I'm not selling anything.
Well, you know what? You are an idiot.
The big game's in 2 weeks, and you're dropping money on an 82-inch screen, violating beer and wine licenses, food out of your own pocket?
Let me tell you something.
You stupid meathead.
Who has made a living for over 30 years BS in the public, you'd think you'd know better. Now, look.
BS in the public?
I went to the rent place and asked how much it's going to cost to get that screen for the Super Bowl. I don't have that kind of money.
It's big money.
The guy said, why don't you get it for this weekend? I said, because the Super Bowl ain't happening this weekend. He said, no. But there's something called the Senior Bowl. It's college all-stars, and you can just call it the big game.
Nobody watches that. Most of the big stars won't play in that. And then,
you all know that, and I know that. But if people get a little confused and they come to my place and spend money, who's getting hurt?
And isn't the college all-star game, that's on Saturday.
Oh, is it?
Yes. Now they have the Pro Bowl on Sunday, but nobody watches that either. You have just
told me it was on Sunday.
Saturday is the college all-star game. Sunday is the Pro Bowl, and it's in Orlando. It's not even in Hawaii. It's in Orlando, and you're dumping big money for two games nobody wants to see because nobody's playing in it.
I can't. The Pro Bowl, because that's the NFL. There's too much licensing issues with that. I got to go with the college deal.
There's licensing in that, too.
Well, I was told they're not as litigious.
Saturday. You're telling everybody come by on Sunday. Sunday is the Pro Bowl. Now, what you could do is show the Pro Bowl up there on Sunday and maybe some golf, and that's about, but most people would prefer to watch that at home. The Super Bowl is in 2 weeks. Why do you think the Rent-A-Center place and the surround sound and all that was so expensive 2 weeks from now, but amazingly cheap this Sunday? You idiot. Moron.
Look, my N-word. Can you help a brother out or not?
Help you out? How?
Help me BS the public. It's all you do.
You're trying to
destroy the small businessman.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.